hosts, Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
It certainly is channelradio.co.uk. Yes, it's me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson, here in the studio here down on sunny Romney Marsh. And it is sunny. Yes, I do not lie to you, listener. It's crisp, but I like crispness because it means it's nice. It's killing all the bugs, and we get a new start for then the rest of the year. So I actually love the cold weather. In fact, I'm quite sad because both of my two lovely places in the world, Austria and the Lake District, both have snow, lots of it, enough to make snowmen and igloos and things. So I'm very upset that we haven't got any here. But I know it does cause lots of travel chaos and lots of problems for people. So, yes, I apologise if you hate the snow. I always like to look at the positive side of things. Which brings me to my guest this morning, or this afternoon. Time flies, doesn't it, Liz? Yes, the lovely Liz Allman. Thank you for joining me in the studio, Liz. Looking glorious as always. And of course, we're going to talk about not only you and what you've been up to since you were last on, because there's a few more changes to your offerings and your services and what you're known as. But of course, also, and it's hot off the press, we have just literally taken a photo and put it on Twitter, is your new book now that is out and about. So we're going to talk a little bit more with Liz about that. So welcome, welcome as always to Who Cares Wins, your health and wellbeing show here on Channel Radio. And of course, as always, we have the contact points. If you want to get hold of us in the studio, you can, and it's probably the best way because it's the quickest and I can see instantly on the screen, is through the Twitter feed. So we have the Twitter feed is at Cares Wins. And you can tweet me, you can say hi, you can send me a message about any health and well-being events or links or charity events that you're doing, and we will give you a shout out. We also have the phone, so if you want to give us a call, then you can call us on 01303 874 998, and of course we have the Facebook page, so we have Who Cares Wins Radio on our facebook.com site. So they're all up and I can flick between the three of them. I have about 6 pairs of arms and 10 million pairs of fingers. So between us all, and I might borrow some of yours, Liz, we will get all of the various things out there and about. So, yes, first of all, I just want to remind our listeners, as I did last week, and I have been tweeting to remind you all, posting it on Facebook as well. And you may have seen, if you follow Miriam McGuirk on Twitter, you'll have seen that she's been posting as well, just to remind you about our Inspire book competition. It is still running. It is open now to the end of the month. So you have until the 31st of January to quote, send us a quote that inspires you. Perhaps you live by it. Maybe it's something that's stuck on your screensaver at work, or it's stuck on your office wall, or it's inside your purse or your wallet. Something that inspires you, gets you into action, gets you back on track, whatever it might be. We'd like to hear about it. So we want you to share it with us via Twitter or via Facebook or through email, which is studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. And all we want to know is, what is that quote? So just tell us, write it down. And then we will pick a winner at the end of the month. And the winner is going to actually be announced live on air. So if you want to be famous even more than you are already, then you will be announced live on air on the show on the 1st of February, when we actually have the author, Miriam McGuirk, in the studio with us. And she will then announce with me the winner of her two books. So you will then have them free. We'll send them in the post. They will be her Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight book, A Search for Sanctuary, and her little book, A Pocket of Inspiration. So she's going to give you both of those for free just by tweeting us your inspirational quote. You could be in a chance to win that. So don't forget, you have got till the 31st of January, and then we will be making our decision. So that is Miriam's competition. And also, if you want to know more about Miriam, don't forget, do check out her website, which is talesfromturkey.com. The other activity I'm up to this week, and I know, Liz, you'll be shocked, I don't look old enough, but I'm off to a wrinkly roadshow. I know, I don't look old enough, do I? No. The Wrinkly Roadshow, you may remember, listeners, if you tuned in just before Christmas, we had Kelly on from Argo Life and Legacy, and they also mentioned that the Wrinkly Roadshow was going to be one of many roadshows in the new year. And the first tour date is going to be at Allington Community Centre. Do you know that, Liz? It's up your way, isn't it, Maidstone?
Yeah, that's right.
The doors open this Wednesday, the 20th of January, They open at 9:30 in the morning and they close at 8 p.m. So it's a big, long day. There's no excuse for anyone to pop in, whether you come straight from work, whether you want to come before you go to work, or maybe you've got a day off. You can come in anyway. But because it's also aimed at the more mature person in life, don't look at me, Liz, that anyone that is hardworking wants to pop in and actually find out. Maybe there's events going on in your local area. There's information you want to know for the elderly, whether it be, in fact, we're going to be talking about this with you, Liz, in a moment, about financial and money advice. But they're talking about they're going to have people on site. We're going to be exhibiting, but there are other people there who will be able to give you legal advice, financial, accountancy advice, benefit adaptation for your home, equipment advice maybe for your home, nursing care, residential care. Perhaps you're looking into this for your family, your parents. So it could be something that's of interest, or perhaps you yourself, you're in the local community and you want to find out more about what's going on for the more mature person. So yes, I do, interestingly, I do smile when they call it the wrinkly roadshow, because I think probably I've brought the most wrinkles out of everyone that will turn up. So do come along. It's free to enter. So you just come along. You don't have to pay any money to get in. If you are going to exhibit, there's probably a few places left if you wanted to get hold of the organisers and find out. The best place is to go to the website, which is wrinklyroadshow.com. Let me just double check. Yes, wrinklyroadshow.com. And don't forget, wrinkly is spelt W-R-I-N-K-L-Y. No E in wrinkly. And if you want to follow them on Twitter, they are also wrinkly R on Twitter. If you want to exhibit, it is only £30 for a company and £20 for charity. So not that bad a cost for being there, especially for that duration of time. I think that's quite good. So yes, Wednesday the 20th of January, we're going to be there. Who cares wins? We'll have a stand. I will be there waving at people, chatting to people as always, and grabbing some interviews to find out, not from just the exhibitors, but also that people go along, how they found the event, and we'll air those on the show in the forthcoming weeks. So yes, it's exciting week this week. And also I have just finished my lesson plans to submit for my yoga course. So I'm breathing a sigh of relief, coming away from computers for the moment, sort of, if you look at this studio. And now I can concentrate purely on my guest and what we're going to talk about today. But did you know, Liz, today, you think you've heard it, haven't you, on the radio today, that somewhere, some way, in some dear distant past, somebody mentioned that the third Monday in January is supposed to be known as Blue Monday.
But that's right, it is.
I've actually done some research, and it isn't actually researched and actively, there isn't actually real research behind this and information behind this. It's sort of a bit of a, that, you know, you haven't got any money left. It might be snowing.
That's right.
And so you're looking forward to payday. It's after Christmas, maybe. It's the sort of journey down after Christmas highs. But really, Blue Monday? I don't buy into it, Liz.
No,
do you?
I don't. I think, you know, it's about being happy in the moment of what you've got around you and being grateful what you have.
Absolutely.
And you know, anchoring yourself to a particular day, I'm going to feel this way this day, is not healthy for you.
No, it's not. No. So I don't think we're rebels on this show.
Yes,
and we don't buy into all of that.
No, don't.
So it's not Blue Monday. It is just the 18th of January.
Yes, it is.
And the sun is shining. And what have we got to be grateful for? A hell of a lot. Including, did you know, Liz, it's also another book author's birthday today, if they were still around. A.A. Milne's birthday, the wonderful author of Winnie the Pooh, who I am very, very attracted to in the sense of not the author but the books.
Yes, me too.
I love reading my Winnie the Poohs. And also there's interesting quotes that Winnie the Pooh often does put out some quite philosophical little thoughts.
That's
and
right.
Maybe an inspirational quote there as well.
I know you want to be an Eeyore at the end of the day.
Not really.
You want to be more of a Tigger.
So I'm definitely,
yes,
I do
definitely
try to be the Tigger, but sometimes I have an Eeyore moment.
Yes.
But that's okay.
And that is.
That's
absolutely
okay. So, Liz, it's lovely to have you back in the studio.
Lovely to be here.
Obviously want to talk about, and I want to talk about your book, because it looks fascinating. And I've already, while she was sort of busy with the coffee, listener, I was having a quick read through the book, and there's some great information in there and some exercises. So yes, I think I will definitely be talking to Liz later about how I get my copy. Now, Liz, first of all, for our listeners, because they may have heard you before on our show, but I know last time you were on, we were talking about your slight shift away. You're still Insightful Minds.
Yes, that's right.
But you were, at the time you were on, we were talking about the money mindset, and we were talking about you being the money mindset angel. or the Money Attraction Angel.
Right, yeah.
Which you're still doing, but it's now moving much more into the overall sort of, I think, overarching title of Healer's Healer.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I knew at the time when I was on last time that I was the Healer's Healer, but I was going through a lot of personal things. I'd had a lot of personal loss all in one go, which was sort of, I didn't feel like a kind of step up into that role at that time. Emotionally, I wasn't strong enough. I think I'd actually had an accident on the way here, didn't I?
Yes, somebody just hit you,
hit the back of my car. It wasn't a good time for me at all. So I was trying to look at how to niche my business down, money mindset, what that was about. But really, there was a bigger picture because from a health perspective, I've regained my health massively. I was born with heart failure. I don't have any more. I don't have asthma anymore. I don't have chronic pain syndrome anymore. I don't have high blood pressure anymore. I have depression anymore, anxiety. And it was very much about me shifting my mindset. And I got into the sort of the wealth lessons of life and losing a lot of money in business, which I'm very open about. And that was because of, you know, certain strategies I was using, how I was interacting. And no, that was because I became depressed in business because of personal tragedies that went on. And my book will explain a bit more about that and what, you know, and what, you know, everybody goes through as well. Maybe just to understand
more. Yeah. Liz, know those that listeners and tune in to me to the show regularly will know that, yes, I can wholeheartedly understand where Liz is coming from my own personal experiences, not just back in 2009, but also more recently.
Yes.
So, yes, just to give people an idea, if they haven't heard you before, Liz, just to maybe just can we step back in time a little bit? Because this wasn't something that you decided at school when you were doing your options, doing your O-levels, showing her age now. Was it O-levels in your year?
Yes, it was. I was last year O-levels.
It wasn't something you'd set your heart on being this person, this healer's healer and this coach and the support.
Yeah.
It was you've really taken a different journey, haven't you, to this?
I have, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I left school, I went to college and did hotel and catering, BTEC. Went to university and did a degree in hospitality management. So I thought really catering and hotel work was actually my type of thing. But while I was working at Heathrow Airport as a catering manager, I had a fall, and that led to me having 2 years off work.
Okay.
And during that time, I did various courses, secretarial course, but you know, because of the fall, I was led into holistic therapies. That my it's actually my sister's godmother, who's a doctor, who actually took me to an osteopath, had cranial sacral osteopathy, but also different healers, and that kind of set my journey as to learning a bit more about the holistic therapy. Side of things, although I didn't really believe it, to be honest, because I came from a very logical family. This is how it is, this is how we do things, and actually it didn't make sense to me, so I took it with a pinch of salt, if I'm being honest.
Which is always a bad thing.
But years later I realized quite how powerful that process had been taken through was. And you know, so I started learning more about holistic therapies and different things, but I also became a teacher trainer and was for about 7 years a teaching learning manager at Northwest Kent College until I had my business in 2011, when I flew the nest thinking I'd be absolutely fine in business, it would be no problem at all.
Yay.
And it wasn't initially, but I didn't sort of bargain into the fact of I hadn't dealt with miscarriages and failed IVFs and my mum dying and the cat dying and the sister-in-law dying and my husband and leave me. It was just too much to deal with, as well as
that stress life inventory. You were ticking all the boxes.
Yes, it was just rather too much, but so I've come through it, and that's the wisdom that I'm sharing in the book around health, wealth and happiness. And really very deep lessons that I've had. So I've kind of evolved as an individual, as a healer, and not really realizing what I was meant to be doing. I thought I was supposed to be for the businesses who were listening in. I thought I was business consumer, so going after, give somebody a Reiki session. But really that wasn't my thing either. And I do 9 therapies to a very high level, and I now integrate all of those together, and I'm able to work with health practitioners is my main focus, but any business owner, to help them get through. If they're not making the money they want to in their business, actually, it's probably because they're not looking after their health well enough. And there's some things I can teach them about that, which, and their money beliefs, to transform it. So actually they can have the life they want. Anybody can make whatever money they want to. But there are certain strategies you have to have in place to do that. And there are certain things I just wasn't doing.
And you've got some wonderful exercises. And I know we're going to explore the book a little bit. And I know that you promised me and our listeners that you would give us a sneaky peek into inside the book.
That's right.
And also what's going on in the sense of some of the exercises. And because obviously it is part of your work. It's what
it
you
is.
Do.
Yes, absolutely.
And I may... just if I may come on to that part of it first of all before we go into the book in detail, that actually your workshops that you still offer are still being posted, and I try and retweet and reshare as much as I can.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But one of them is, funny enough, the name of the book. So obviously, the Are You Worth It workshop came first.
Yes, I mean, I was running free money mindset workshops for about 18 months, raising money for charity. But actually, people weren't really valuing them. They wouldn't turn up. And it was like, well, what's this thing about when you offer something for free and then people don't show up? There's not an appreciation there. So I decided I would charge for it. And I realized there was content that I hadn't fitted in the money mindset, which was the extra stuff about, valuing yourself, valuing others, and also having some strategies of what to do on yourself if you're having a bad day. So meditation and also, emotional freedom technique. So I've encompassed that all within the...
And the EFT,
workshop,
the emotional freedom is the tapping
on the meridian lines. That's
That's
right. But it's used by psychologists, it's used in mental health now. And it's really just saying there are things you can do yourself, although, it is about loving yourself. And the more that you actually spend time on yourself and valuing yourself, that life gets a lot better, actually. And that's a little link to your self-worth.
It is. And it's so underestimated, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
So many people, it's all about, I know that, especially this is what you've mentioned with before, that a lot of people who are maybe in the healing side of their business, if it's offering service, whether it's massage therapy, whether it's coaching, they're obviously giving a lot.
Yes, they're giving too much.
You can find sometimes, I know I've found even personally, that you'll give. And when are you actually giving to yourself?
Yeah, but it's also about being a receiver, and I discuss that in the book, that if you're not openly receiving, and I wasn't, I just given so much for, throughout my life and not really received, and I just, or even asked for help.
Yeah.
So I'd always try and do everything by myself and just think, oh, I can possibly ask somebody to help me with something. Whereas actually we're meant to help each other.
Yeah.
And part of the process is to ask, because you have to empower somebody sometimes for them to know they can come and help you.
Because also I think as you said about that empowerment, I know that if people ask me, I'd drop everything to help them.
Exactly. So but sometimes you kind of need to be told.
Yeah.
But one of the things I cover in the book and in the workshop is about, if somebody offers you a compliment, do you go, oh, thank you very much. If they say you look beautiful in a dress, but actually a lot of people don't. They go, oh, no, what, this thing? Oh, no, I got it from a charity shop or I got it from Primark or something. They don't go, oh, thank you very much.
Yeah,
but also there can be rules of fairness about, somebody offers to, buy you lunch. You go, oh, no, and you get in your purse. No, I must pay.
No.
And actually you've got to learn and say thank you very much.
Yeah.
And just, accept it. Now, clearly, if you're always, that your friend's always buying you lunch, then there needs to be some, equation of fairness there. But
that's right. And I think it was a big message I learned many years ago. Funny enough, it came up on a counselling course I was on around how to obviously counsel in the workplace. And that was one of the things that was a sort of acknowledged in the workshop, the descriptions about how us as counsellors need to be aware of, accepting those compliments and just be aware.
Exactly.
And I'd never really thought about it. And I was one of those.
What
that was
goes
like,
around, yeah, what goes around comes around.
I was this old thing.
Yes,
but now I'm learning and still, have the odd ones. But most of the time it's more about I say, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And really value because that person's taken time, haven't they?
Exactly. And that's the whole thing about, value every person around you. Appreciate everything that is around you. Yeah. That will actually bring you so much more value and fun in life by doing that, because more things come to you, whether it's a free meal, whether it's a discount, whether it's whatever it is, that a flower that you're given, anything, it can to lift your spirits.
Indeed.
But the more that you do it to other people, the more they do it back to you, and actually they have a lot of fun.
In fact, talking about Miriam's books earlier and the competition that we're running, bless her, I actually had a little surprise just like that on Friday, because I was given a little package, and inside that little package were the two little books as a gift to me, and a lovely little bookmark as well from Miriam, and with a lovely little handwritten note with on Lisa. Yeah. And it just, it's beautiful that someone's taken the time to actually, okay, yes, we're talking about her book on the show, and of course she's coming on the show, and I love to be able to shout and sort of on the rooftops about what people do. But it, as you say, just
we've lost a lot of the personal touch now because of, you know, computerised things, etc. Now, I'm known for sending thank you cards to people for, you know, whatever they've helped me with. But I make the thank you cards. Sometimes when I'm too busy, I have to admit I do go and buy them. But I do at least send them.
Yes.
You know, and it isn't just about, you know, if somebody bought me a birthday present or somebody bought me a Christmas present. It's clear, you know, that's part of, in my world, etiquette of sending, you know, saying thank you. But if somebody's gone out of their way to help you, then just getting something personal through the door actually feels good. Because it can be really, you know, just all bills otherwise through the post if you
That's
don't
right.
actually,
it's nice
you know,
to have something different, which is why I'm always a stickler for every year, although this year was a little bit different because of various circumstances, so I didn't get as many Christmas cards out as I would have liked. But Christmas cards, I still want to write
And
them,
I wrote all the all mine. Some of mine went out on Christmas Eve, some a bit late.
And handwriting the envelopes.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
You know, I know it's easy to do mail merge. And, you know, and also, I appreciate, listener, that you need to be time effective and time efficient.
It's not mine in October.
No, I need to get on the wagon. Now, technology, I'm going to see if we can get also Periscope up while we're on the music break, because we had that last week and it was quite good fun. I'm still learning, Liz, so we might have to just launch the phone in the corner and we'll see how we get on. But we had some great followers last week when Clara was on and she was educating me about Periscope. But I now have your phone, Liz. Did you notice I'd stolen it?
Yes,
I'm going to try and play the first track that we've got today, which is by Coldplay. You've chosen this, The Adventure of a Lifetime, which I think is a great title.
Adventure.
Great track. So let's have a listen and see if I can get this to work by sliding that up there. I'm not sure whether I will get this actually going out live. Don't think anything's happening. Let me just make sure your phone is turned up, because sometimes the volume on the phone is down and that doesn't always come through. It's not working, and I'm on Q Music. That's on. That's a shame. Well, what we'll do is we'll have a slightly different. It's another choice from you, though, Liz. You did give me two earlier. This is Jessie J. Again, very appropriately named because it's Price Tag. So, should we have a sing along?
Yeah,
but we'll take our mics down. Good time.
undefeatable odds. It's like this, man, you can't put a price on the life. Nah, we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Nah. Waiting to see us in the sign of defeat. So we gon' keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money, money, money.
The price tag.
Who Cares Wins, with your hosts Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Oh, it's exciting stuff here. I'm just having a little play. We're having a laugh in the studio here on Who Cares Wins because, whoops, it's collapsed already. I'm having a play. Oh, there we are. Look, we do do that, Liz. If you're on Periscope, listener, Periscope is I understand is the video version of Twitter.
That's right.
And I have been educated by Clara last week. So do you know what? I'm going to have a go. So we are now live on Periscope as well. Liz is waving away. I obviously am in the background because I can't quite work out how to get the camera to look at us together unless someone stands in the corner. So I need someone to be my cameraman if you want to volunteer for that job, or camera woman. So yes, we are Health and Wellbeing Radio Show here on Channel Radio. It's me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson, the crazy one, and Liz is the sensible one. And we're talking about Liz and your marvellous work, Liz Almond. So if you want to talk to Liz on Twitter, you can @CaresWinsUs. So tweet us @CaresWins and say hi or ask Liz a question. You can also ring us in. So if you want to have a chat with Liz, we can also get you on the phone on 01303 874998, and of course we've got Facebook, so if you want to send us a comment on Facebook, that's Who Cares Wins Radio Show. In the meantime, you and I, Liz, are going to have some more discussion. So I want to know a little bit more about how this book came about, because we talked earlier just then about your workshops.
Yeah.
And naturally what you do.
Yeah.
And one thing, actually, before we just pause on the work on the journey to the book, you mentioned just before we played that track about beliefs and money beliefs.
That's right. Yeah.
Could you expand that a little bit for our listeners?
So basically, we have beliefs in life where we believe something to be true. So for example, you might believe that actually money's the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
No, that could have been a family belief.
Okay.
You know, or money doesn't grow on trees, or shouldn't accept money for healing because you've been given a gift, that sort of thing. And that can really stop the fact of whether money will come to you, because from the law of attraction point of view,
yeah,
it's a negative. It's not actually a positive.
Yeah,
it's actually blocking. So by looking at what your money beliefs are, you can actually see if things are blocking. So even if you say money is necessary, because actually you can do loads of stuff for free. So where money isn't necessary.
although, as you said earlier, when you put things out for free, it isn't always valued.
It isn't, exactly. Yeah, but things like, you know, you can walk along the beach for free. Mm. You can listen to the radio for free.
Yes.
You know, so there's lots of different things that you can do free that we don't even notice that we even have that as a gift.
Yeah.
For us. So it's really, you know, there's an exercise in the book, and it's also in the my workshop, Are You Worth It? Now, it's called the Money Is exercise, and all you do is you say money, you write down money is, and write down the next sort of 10 statements that come up in your mind,
mm-hmm,
and then look at those statements and work out, is it a positive statement, or is it a negative statement, or is it a neutral statement?
Okay.
Now, without me actually being there, I can't tell you categorically from my experience which is which.
No, but you would help that person,
because I always, when people come work with me on a one-to-one, sometimes it can be a bit of conflict. They think something's a positive, go, actually, that's not a positive.
Not really.
On
You're fooling yourself.
That's right. right. And then if you look at the ones which are negative, is look at how you could reframe it to be more positive. So money is freedom, money is energy, money is fun to be around, money is empowering. You know, whatever it is, you want them to all be positive ones rather than, you know, sometimes when people have money as security, that's actually showing that you're not trusting the universe to bring you what money
you need.
People can have whatever money they want. They have to use the right strategies to get it.
Yeah, you can't just sit on the couch, can you?
And you can't just put things on. You know, I racked up a lot of debt, business debt. You know what? If I'd been on holiday somewhere having lots of fun, I'd used it badly. I hadn't at all. Mm. I just wasn't very good at maths, didn't really understand how I'd cover my personal expenses and my business expenses and make a profit on top.
Yeah.
And I had some really quite skewed thinking beliefs that were actually stopping me from actually making the money that I wanted to make.
Right.
And I explain that in the book and go, well, it's just, I just laugh better now. I just go, well, that's how it was. Can't change it.
No,
in the day.
But it's a hell of an experience.
It is a hell of an experience.
It?
And so that's why I'm able to work with people who are, before they get into work, as business owners, to actually make sure they have the right strategies, or if somebody has, got themselves into a bit of a dice situation around money, I can give them advice about how to shift and change their business to actually get out of that. But it's very much about working on the emotional state. The more that you clear yourself to feel lighter and brighter. So actually, once I was on the radio last time, I actually did an experience on Facebook. It was called The Energy Experience by a lady called Yvette Taylor. And I do discuss her work in my book because it really helped me. And that was a way of actually, she was explaining how we go from light to dark. So underneath our body is a shaft of light where the chakras work off that. And the idea is you want to be as light as possible and feel as light. That's why we want to have a positive vibe.
Yeah.
And her particular scheme actually, discussed about how to shift those blocks in your life to become light and bright. And when I did her 15-day program, I then started manifesting different things, manifesting money, manifesting, different things in my business around me. And so I now pay attention to that. And, if I'm feeling another emotion's coming up for me, we'll go and clear it again and cleanse it. But you have to learn those techniques about how to do that. It's not something that's taught in the NHS,
no,
for example.
No, and you can't do it we'll just do that last night and it works in the morning. About sort of the patience, isn't it?
There can be patience, but actually her techniques are very, very quick. It doesn't have to take a long time. I do something called timeline therapy.
Yes.
And with timeline, I timeline myself. So if I notice it's an emotion, if I find myself spiraling into sadness, for example, then I'll go, okay, there's clearly more learning for me to know why that's something's triggered me.
Yeah.
So I'll go and timeline that particular thing on myself.
And that's all part of NLP, isn't it? Timeline therapy.
It's a separate qualification, actually. It's not actually NLP.
It's often linked, isn't it?
It is linked, yes. Yeah. So when I learned how to do it, I was taught at the same time, but it is actually a separate qualification.
Right. Okay.
As well. Yeah.
But I think that's where our listener, it's something, if you're out there looking at books and self-help books, especially this time of year, funny enough, I was in a particular popular bookshop yesterday, and you can see it, the sort of time of year. First of all, you come up the stairs, there was this huge display of health books in relation of cooking books, cooking healthy, losing weight, all the diets, any diet that's ever had a name was mentioned, was there, had a book.
Yeah.
In fact, bless him, my little hero, who is, oh my goodness, forgotten his name. It's obviously not that important at the moment. But everyone gets on the bandwagon, don't they, this time of year. But I think if you're looking at books, that it's quite key for me, I think, personally, that you actually find a book that actually is written by somebody like Liz, for example, here in the studio, who has experienced life and actually has used these techniques and is now giving you not only the technique and the exercises, but also you're giving that little bit of, well, here's what I did and what happened.
Absolutely. And I mean, everybody will have a different journey and how to do things. I mean, at the start of the book, I cover my what I've learned from health, wealth and happiness, the different lessons I've learned in life through it. So that, just to set the scene, really, because I have been through an amazing journey, but not really appreciated that's what I was going through and why I've had that sort of shift and change, what I hadn't even noticed in my life. Because sometimes we just go around with blinkers on, haven't
we? Yeah, we can.
We don't notice different things.
So before we run out of time talking about all of that great stuff, Liz, and Twitter is going mad. I'm just seeing retweets going on here.
Fantastic.
Which is wonderful. Miriam McGuirk is retweeting. I know that she does listen in. If not live, she listens later. So hi there, Miriam. She says, wishing Liz lots of success with her new book launch, 19th of January. Have a great show.
Oh,
so thank you, Miriam. And she's also in car. She's lots of inspiring quotes to share and tweet. They're running a competition for her books, so she's promising that. And Lisa Settle, who runs Telcare Limited. Right. I don't know if you ever come across Liz. She's a lovely lady. She does a great lot of stuff for charity, and I'm going to tell a little bit more about her before we finish the show today, because she has just gone way up in my medal sort of appreciation that she should have a medal just for being who she is. So I'm going to talk about her towards the end of the show. But Liz, your book.
Yes.
How did you get to today? It's here. I can see it in the flesh. It's there. People can buy it from you. But the little, you know, little journey. How did it come about?
The journey was, I knew that I'd set it for 2015 that I was going to write a book. It was on my vision board.
Because I think you mentioned it.
I was on last February, wasn't I? Yeah, so just by complete chance, I saw on a Facebook group somebody saying about their, my publishers was talking about her particular book writing course. So I rang her up to actually talk to her about it, but I didn't have any money. I mean, I really had nothing, if I'm being absolutely honest. And I said, you know, I haven't got the money to do it, but really interested in it. And I told her what I did. And she told me about getting book sponsorship.
Oh, right.
And said, actually, if you've got the book out there, how you can make money out of, you know, because it's passive income for your business and everything. So I knew it was a good thing because I'd been taught to know that I was supposed to write a book and everything by another mentor. And so she said get sponsorship, and I went into a meeting the next day with a business coach who was working with me, Rosemary Williams, who's in the book. And Rosemary was asking me about sponsorship, etc. And I said, oh, yes, I think I need to get sponsors to be able to let it happen. And Rosemary just sponsored me there, and then she just got the money out of her purse and paid for the course.
Fantastic. You know,
so she was going to be sponsoring the book, but in the end I didn't go after any of the sponsors, so she sponsored the course.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very grateful to Rosemary. She's a very, very special lady. She's taking my holiday and everything.
She is.
She's very lovely.
Oh, I've got goosebumps.
Yes, I know.
How lovely.
Yeah,
she's
very, very lovely. She clearly realised I was in a bit of trouble.
But also could see your potential and see
absolutely.
The benefit of
absolutely.
Her sponsorship.
And, you know, it's about helping each other, and that's what it's like. Yeah. We try and do too much by ourselves, and actually we are supposed to work in collaboration in business, work with one another, help one another, be pleased for other people's success, not be jealous of it.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, the more that you help others, the more that actually, you know, that abundance comes back, and, you know, it makes all the difference.
I mean, even just I retweet as much as I can. You know, that's one thing, isn't it?
Exactly.
People could do.
Exactly. You can.
Or then you can start. Oh, did you know about X? Yeah. Did you know about
exactly.
Y?
Exactly.
I love signposting.
You don't need to talk about
people.
Your own business. You can talk about everybody else's, and that will actually then eventually come back as a way of, you know, giving and receiving.
Yeah. I think that I sometimes do it as a bit of a don't want to talk about me because I'm not sure what I would say anyway. Because there's also some confusion sometimes with what I do, and it's something you mentioned.
That's maybe
when you
we need to have a chat after this, young lady.
Because it's often that people don't really get what I do because it's not a tangible
and that is one of the big problems I've had with my business is especially because I do so much, people just didn't get it, didn't understand it. Now I seem to be able to fix things really quickly and think, well, what's she done? And because I'm trained in conversational change and obviously there are techniques I use so many books to have a one-to-one with me and things, but you know, I use a very tailored approach to work with a person and tailored approach within if somebody comes on my workshops, I'm listening to people's language the whole time and pointing things out to them that they wouldn't even notice themselves.
No, because they won't unless you've got a mirror in front of you.
Yes, that's right. And that's why they need to come on the workshops.
Yay. So let's go into the book in a little bit of finite detail, if I may. I'm just going to check on Twitter's here. And I'm also going to just post out that we're on Periscope. So I will just be typing on the keyboard,
Liz. Okay.
So
don't
think
that's
I'm not listening. Miriam's quoted again. I've said that you're on our show. I did a post of your picture and she says, all success to you, Liz.
Oh,
so
thank you, Miriam.
I can feel the lovely positive vibes from her. so the book, if you could just explain, because obviously, yes, on Periscope, we can show it, in the front cover and that people can buy it from you.
They can.
And we'll
yes.
talk about details later.
Yeah.
But the content, how have you structured the book? Is it just a general read and stories, or is it like a workbook?
It's more like a workbook, really. It starts off with my lessons in life around health, wealth and happiness. It then looks at whether you're living an abundant or scarcity life, because you may not realise that you're actually not seeing full abundance in life. And you're very much programmed from your parents in the past, grandparents, schools, etc., about not being able to achieve as much as you want to achieve. So it's then looking at, spiritual path in life. Maybe you've never looked at your path that way you've come from. I never even appreciated that I came from, my parents were teachers, my grandmother's a teacher, my uncle's a teacher. There's also finances in the family of my uncle and my brother's an accountant. But also there's doctors as well. My twin sister is a GP. There's other GPs, there's psychiatrists, there's mental health workers. So now that I'm running a whole program an educational program around money.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing about, I'd never even looked at how the family influence has actually come through what I'm actually doing now. Yeah. That family wisdom has sort of come through. Because also my mother suffered from depression quite significantly. And as my mum passed away in 2012, both my sisters have suffered from depression, as have I. Mm. So there was clearly patterning there that needed to be addressed and looked at, which is what I've worked through.
Wow. And I know on the front cover you said that there's been a slight tweak because some people might believe, A, it's just for business owners.
Yes, that's right.
Or it's just for women, but that's actually not right, is it?
No, It's actually a book that's written for anybody. It is tailored towards business owners. It's talking about within business, but all the information would be useful for anybody who's suffering from a chronic health issue like depression or fibromyalgia, ME, MS. It is my view, and remember I've overcome a lot of health issues.
Yes.
Is that, if you've got a chronic health issue, you're actually chronically negative in your mind. And it is just about reprogramming your mind to think more positively.
Yeah.
And identifying that, and then you can actually shift and change all the different manners of your health. I'm not saying don't use medicine. Mm-hmm. It's medicine, mindset and energy is the winning combination to actually get the right health care for you.
MMA, medicine, mindset and what's the A? I've forgotten.
Energy.
E, so LME. I like my little acronyms.
Yes, that's right.
So the structure is, you alluded a little bit that you actually have some sort of little snippets of your experience.
That's
and
right.
How
that's
your
right.
approach, yeah. But also some exercises people to work on.
Yeah, I mean, a big exercise, and people work with me on a one-to-one basis, we look at it in much more detail, is looking at how you write down your path in life, from when you were born to now, positive, negative events, what health issues you've had, what patterns you can see. Mm. So I'd had lots of accidents in my life, which I hadn't really appreciated, and that actually meant something holistically.
Right.
I had a cheeky behaviour of, when it was looked into, that I was doing it to get attention. I'd learned as a child that I actually got more attention if I hurt myself. Oh. So that pattern was unconsciously doing that. I didn't realise consciously. I wasn't deliberately going, I just hurt myself today.
Just throwing myself off the curb.
That's stupid, isn't it? But that is what it was when it was actually looked into in detail. So sometimes we can have recurring patterns. It might be that we're moving house on a regular basis. That makes us feel more ungrounded or unsettled. It can be the fact of depression coming at a certain time of year each year. We think, well, why is it always at that time then? What's going on at that time? And sometimes it's because there's a parent died at that time, or there's a particular thing that's happened. So you can actually start psychologically, especially for things like when you're when it goes from summer to winter, people going, it's winter now, not gonna have fun. So they start talking about, thinking
hide
about
away.
That sort of thing. That's right. So it's looking at the different patterns. It's looking at how you're interacting around money. Is it a positive? Is it a negative to you? What are your beliefs? So it takes you through the different exercises in there. It then looks at about how you're looking at your health. Are you really focused on your health? Look at the person's health values. Mm-hmm. We look at beliefs about money. We look at the negative core beliefs in life about, why we don't feel good enough.
Yes.
There's actually 11 negative core beliefs where, I don't feel good enough, I have no value and worth. I don't feel good enough, I've lost my spirit. I don't feel good enough, I'm unlovable. There's lots of them, and they're top level beliefs that actually they'll be linked to an emotional issue from the past. You want to live in the present, but often what happens is people are living in the past, they're triggered into the past, or they're living in anxiety, which is the future.
Right.
And it's about being very much in the here and now.
Yeah.
So by looking at your path, you can actually identify that sort of thing. Ooh. There is a game in the book called the Love Game that I've actually designed. I didn't actually show you that before.
Oh, wow. But, the Love Game. Oh, let me look.
But it's totally created by me.
Wow.
Based on all different aspects of what I've been through and what I've used to actually move things forward. And that's, we play the Love Game in Are You Worth It?
That's fantastic.
So it's looking at the path, whether you're, are you a learner?
So the board game will be coming out next
year then, Liz. Well, that's right. Yeah, that's the future. Wow. But that's looking at whether you're the learner in your life or are you the blamer. Are you actually, going, oh, I'm going to worry, I'm anxious, I'm angry, why me? Mm-hmm. You know, or are you going, well, you know what, I can shift and change this. I'm not saying there's going to shift, in one day, but it's very much about, taking each day as it comes, going, what can I learn? And every situation you're in, what can I learn from that? Mm. Rather than going, feeling bad about something. Sometimes we have to change our behaviour. Sometimes we have to react differently. Mm. Sometimes, I was talking about overgiving before.
Yes.
Sometimes it's like, actually, that isn't good for me. Putting other people's happiness ahead of your own is not actually a good thing. Mm. Parents do it all the time. They're always like, oh, kids first. Yeah. Well, actually, if you're depleted, you won't have as much energy to give to your kids.
No.
And then when the kids have flown the nest and you're in menopause, actually it's like, what next? I haven't got anything.
And I'm worn out and depleted because the body goes,
Exactly. So there's lots of different things to do. There's rituals in the book about what you need to do, how to set things up. There's a forgiveness ritual to about giving and receiving. There's whole vision board and goal setting, lots of different things that you have to make habitual to make them work. So it's not like tomorrow, wow, I've got loads of money. If you're lucky, fantastic for you. Well done for you. But in my experience, it is about learning about your path, learning about what you're doing, getting yourself a vision in life, which is where a vision board comes in. I never used to use a vision board because I'm very what's called kinesthetic, feelings based. So I didn't naturally vision anything. So I've had to change my preferred style to actually vision and think, well, what do I want this year? And I update that every year and then set goals around that. So the book was on my vision board last year, and then it just suddenly appeared in that Facebook group saying about this course. I was like, well, that's a bit meant to be.
So I
looked into it, and obviously things sort of started from there,
and it's live. Paperback.
Absolutely. I thoroughly recommend the publisher, Sharon Lynn, who's empowering lots of business owners to actually get their message out there. And it's a great way to make money. So you're not actually working 24/7.
That's the thing. What was the word you used? And we were chatting in the green room and you said that it was while you sleep.
Earning money while you sleep. That's right. It's passive income. So that basically means that, usually you're charging time for money. Somebody's coming to see me for a couple of hours. You charge that time. But as you know as well as I do, it's actually, there's so much to do in a business to keep everything going.
And
it can be very, very tiring.
Indeed.
But actually, earning money, from wherever, the book is available on Amazon and on Waterstones, but Amazon takes 45%. Waterstone takes 65%, so I'm saying please buy from me. So
really?
The more money I have in my business, the more people I can help with it.
That's right. That's a very important point, that if people want to buy the book, as you said, go and get it on Amazon. But do you want to give, if you want to give 63% of your money that you're paying, and how much is the book, Jem?
It's £12.50.
So it's £12. My goodness.
£12.50
is, that's less than a pizza. Yeah. Is that you can either give 63% of that to Waterstones profits, or you give the element of profit to Liz, who knowingly will then, because you're loving the book and loving what's in it, you're naturally then repaying her for her gift of putting it in
and
a book and putting it out
there.
I'll just
keep giving out and developing things.
If nothing else, in my purely basic logical bear brain, Winnie the Pooh bear brain, mine would be, well, actually, do you know what? £12.50 is a bargain, I think, Liz, for that book.
I'd give you your money back if you didn't make £12.50 from what you learn in there.
I was going to say,
£12.50
So you've already earned your money back on that book.
Absolutely.
And if nothing else, if you're reading the book and reading all that information in there, the information that you're giving out is worth more than £12.50.
And there's free resources on the website, although some eventually will be chargeable ones.
Sure.
As it develops.
Sure.
But what I would say is that I'm very grateful to Waterstones and Amazon for the fact that they are going to allow me to get my book global.
Oh, fantastic.
So, because the fact that they are on there. Yeah, so I am happy for people to buy on that, yeah, from that perspective.
Oh, yeah.
But
we're not saying
more
don't,
local, more local people for me to ship it to.
Absolutely.
You know, it's, but, you know, I am grateful that I can get my message out across the world, which is what my intention is.
And that's fantastic that we've got big companies interested in doing that for you, which is great.
Exactly.
We've just had a little tweet from Jude Hill.
Jude.
You know Jude.
I do.
Because she says, looking forward to attending Liz Armand's book launch tomorrow evening.
Yes, exciting.
Sharon Lynn, 369. That's the publisher you were talking
about. That's right.
Get published.
That's right. She's got a course in March, everybody. So get on it. You know, get your book out there. I'd written 4,000 words the day after I started the course.
Crikey.
Yeah. That's how motivated I was.
That is a lot. My assignment's 5,000 words.
Yeah.
Maybe I need help with my assignment writing.
Maybe.
You never know. Maybe that could be a new slob. Let's have a bit of a music break before we come back and start to wind things up, I'm afraid, because we do have to finish by one.
Yeah.
But we're going to have Dancing in the Street, which is, again, a wonderful David Bowie song in conjunction with Mick Jagger. Because obviously, yes, David Bowie dying last week was a bit of a shock to a lot of people. Then we've also lost Alan
Rickman.
I keep wanting to say Rick Wakeman, and that's, I'm sorry, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you the force of it. There's just sadness in all ways. Every day there's sadness, but every day there's also joy.
But just remember they're in your heart as a legacy. The music lives on.
And the music is just, and it brings some memories. So let's have a little Sting song. Okay! A dance in the street. Shall we go and dance in the Higgins Farm?
Angela Bryer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Well, there's a bit of dancing in the street there. David Bowie, bless him. And as I say, he definitely lives on through his wonderful music. You are with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, on Who Cares Wins here on channelradio.co.uk with our time running fast, disappearing, our time running out with Liz Armand. Oh, Liz, we need another hour show to continue talking to you about all the wonderful work that you do and more detail about your book. So if we could just give a quick shout out, if people want to get hold of your book and actually buy it within the local Kent area, let's get hold of
it's
you direct.
Within the UK, it's
or
fine.
Or UK.
Within the UK.
And you can even sign it for them.
I can. So my email address is liz@insightfulminds.co.uk. And the website is insightfulminds.co.uk.
Brilliant.
You can follow me on Facebook, Liz Armand. But there's also the Money Mindset Academy that is a free Facebook book that you can go on. And on Twitter, it's Liz Armand as well. So it'd be lovely to follow me, link with me, send me any queries you have about your money mindset, because there's a series of workshops that come off the book as well. And I'm always interested to find out what issues people have so I can try and resolve those, because I'm all for giving business advice to actually make more money.
Brilliant.
Because you're not supposed to struggle.
No.
And actually, we all stress a lot, and it's about changing that so that people understand how to really enjoy their business or enjoy their life. If you're employed, there's also issues about how you interact with money. Mm. I got myself into massive debt, and I'm really absolutely passionate about getting everybody out of that situation.
And not leaving it too late.
That's right. I mean, the World Health Organization is predicting that depression is the second biggest disability in the world by 2020.
That's not a long
cancer,
way.
One in two people.
Yeah.
We need to change it now, and there are ways to change it.
Brilliant. Well, thank you again, Liz, from my heart to your heart. It's just fantastic to see you again as well. Mm. So that was Liz Armand from Insightful Minds, all about her lovely book, Are You Worth It? And some great followers. I've just seen that Sharon Lynn is now following us on Twitter. So thank you, Sharon. And four others, actually. I'll have to look at you and say thanks in a moment. Before we disappear, I mentioned Lisa Settle, and I just want to highlight why, that she deserves a medal in my eyes, because she set herself, she does this every year, she sets herself challenges. She's done the Three Peaks in near Settle. This time she's doing something bigger. She's doing it for three great charities: Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust, Breast Cancer Care, and Ovarian Cancer Action. She is challenging herself and two friends of hers. They are going to be cycling, push bike, not motorbike, cycling from Vietnam to Cambodia.
Wow.
Which is 450 kilometres. In English, for me, that's 280 miles.
It's a long way.
She needs to raise, she's got a target of £3,000, which I think she's going to easily smash. But I think that if you do nothing else about giving, we've talked about giving today.
Absolutely.
Those charities are amazing. This challenge that Lisa has set herself is superb. So please, please, please go to justgiving.com/Lisa-Marie-Settle1. And I'll put it on our Facebook page, and I will tweet about it massively. And donate what you can, because it is an amazing charity, or all three of them, and the work they do to support women who may get that conversation one day and some devastating news. And if they can help those women, then that is absolutely fantastic. So, Lisa, you are you rock, girl. And I will keep chatting about you. So thank you again once again, Liz. I have another guest next week. I'm organizing the schedule, so get in touch with me if you want to get on the schedule, because it's up till April now that we've got availability. Anything after April, and I will be back in the studio with more health and well-being news. In the meantime, I've decided we're going to have Bright Side of the Road properly, rather than just an intro, so we can look on the bright side, not just of the road, of life. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye for now.
My load from a dark and lovely sign on the road. And let's do this life we're born. Yeah, but sometimes I don't know why.